This next story takes us to Mexico City, home to more than 20 million people, and to smog, and to traffic, and to kidnappers. To be more precise, this next story takes us over Mexico City to where people avoid all those problems by traveling by air. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
This is a helicopter called EC-130B4. This is a single-engine helicopter.
Ricardo Capilla is the sales manager for Eurocopter Mexico. Wearing a gray suit and tie, he circles the shiny blue chopper, pointing out its attributes. Amid the buzz of helicopters taking off and landing, he says this is his best-selling model.
The helicopter sales are booming. A lot of operators are renewing their aircrafts. Even the police and law enforcement are increasing their fleet for security reasons. And more private owners have seen a benefit of owning a helicopter for security purposes, for time purposes, having a machine that can take them above everybody else, literally above, in terms of speed and range. That definitely contributes a lot to their business and obviously to the sales of helicopters.
Capilla says sales have increased 50% last year, and consider the helicopter he's touting doesn't come cheap, about $1.6 million without customizing. Mexico City is now only second to Sao Paulo, Brazil, in the use of helicopters, and that includes the increasing hiring of helitaxis, which can hop around the city.
Because of the size of the cities, traffic jams, and obviously the security issues.
Mexico is the kidnapping capital in the hemisphere, and its traffic snarls are infamous, too. But there are other things fueling the helicopter craze. Even though poverty is staggering in Mexico, so is wealth. And over the past few years, rich Mexicans have been getting richer. Mexican businessman Carlos Slim, who owns the Mexican mobile phone monopoly, is reportedly the third richest man in the world. The airwaves are buzzing here at Mexico City's airport with helicopters and airplanes asking for permission to take off and land.
Well, that's kind of complicated because there are a lot of traffic. Some different helicopters from news or TV stations, all kind of executive choppers. So there's a lot of traffic. It becomes quite complicated.
Eduardo Trujillo is a helicopter pilot who flies out of Mexico City Airport, and he's decided to take us up into the skies.
So we're now going to take a ride over Mexico City in a helicopter, not to see how the other half lives, but rather how the 1% of the country who can afford to rent out or own a helicopter lives.
So we're flying over the rooftops of Mexico City, and I have to say this feels like a completely different experience. I'm looking at the traffic down below and the pollution, and we're just soaring over it. Now the pilot is telling us that the presidential helicopter is flying right next to us with indeed President Felipe Calderon on board. Up in the skies, you do have good company. So the helicopter is now taking us towards the area of Santa Fe, where many of the wealthiest members of Mexico City live. And as we're flying overhead of these many tall buildings, you can see all the heliports on the tops of the buildings for all the executives.
The ride is all too quickly over, and it's back to Earth.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Safe.
Only now, we still have to drive home. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.
And NPR Mexico City producer Luisa Ortiz contributed to this report.